This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. U.S. national elections are near, and fears are growing Russian efforts to undermine the American democracy, it is, could affect the U.S. military, with social media messaging as well as affecting the outcome of the election. Meantime, President Trump has been on the campaign trail saying the opposition Democrats would reverse the country's economic momentum.
If they take power, they will try to erase our gains and eradicate our progress. Can't let that happen. The Democrats want to raise your taxes. They want to restore job-killing regulations. They want to shut down your steel mills, and that will happen.
Meantime, former President Barack Obama campaigned in the state of Florida. AP's Ed Donahue reporting.
Obama says Republicans are following a familiar playbook this year.
Try to terrify folks. And then the election comes, and problems suddenly magically vanishes.
This year, the former president said the big issue is what he called a bunch of poor refugees a few thousand miles away.
They're even taking our brave troops away from their families for a political stunt at the border.
And Republicans have been trying to overturn Obama's health care law and came close to doing it.
If they keep control of Congress, you better believe they're coming after your health care.
The final message from the former president.
Let's go vote.
I'm Ed Donahue.
The number of U.S. troops deployed to the southern U.S. border with Mexico has increased to more than 8,000. President Trump ordering those troops to keep a caravan of Central American migrants out of the United States. Mr. Trump has suggested the military should shoot at those migrants who throw rocks at U.S. border authorities. Experts say that would be unlawful. This is VOA News.